heavy hearts here in Boulder. Tragedy struck the Colorado football program early Sunday. Dom Ponder, in a one-car accident, passes away. And we'll get into a lot of Dom Ponder today. And because talking to a bunch of players and Brendan Marion, this was a very special person. Football's kind of on the back burner right now.
Yeah, I asked Ben Fenisith because we didn't get a chance to see Dom play, walk-on quarterback that appeared in a couple of games. But so what was he like, as a player? And we didn't get to know him very much. And so there's a lot of questions of what was he like as a player in person? And, I remember Ben saying, just a gritty competitor, compared to Baker Mayfield, it's kind of that toughness and things like that. And really just lots of, great stories from guys about the player that he was. And we actually, I have to go back and watch it, but on Welloff, one of the first team meetings this year, it was Dom Ponder standing up and talking to the team and kind of bringing a sort of a galvanizing message. And so, just a lot of – he was well-liked on this team. Yeah. There's no question. And, a lot of times when somebody passes away, you'll hear those nice things about somebody. But it's we saw it. When you watch Welloff, that's genuine. He was very well-liked on this team and just a big loss for this program.
And the team meets Sunday at 5, and Coach Prime leaves it up to them. Do you guys want to practice on Monday? First scheduled spring ball practice. And the resounding theme there was that everybody said, well, Dom would want us to practice. And it seems like that kind of helped them make that decision.
Yeah, again, Ben, referencing Ben, but he said, look, he goes, Dom wouldn't have missed a day, and Dom would have won us out there. And DeKalen Taylor, Yaya, Atia, they were all saying the same thing. They're that's just what he would have wanted. And, and frankly, I think that's, I don't know if there's a right answer whether you practice or not, but for these young men, I think maybe it was a very good thing. And listening to those guys, it was a good thing to get on the field today and just kind of forget a little bit and not forget Dom, but maybe forget your feelings a little bit and maybe heal a little bit being on that football field. And DeKalen Taylor told the story of it was pretty heavy when practice was going, and then Brendan Marion brought us together, did a little chant in the huddle, and then we broke it down on Dom. And he's like that kind of made me feel like he was there with us, and so I think ultimately it's a good thing that they got on the field and that their hearts needed it.
Yeah, Yaya Atia said, if we didn't practice, I would be sitting at home right now, just moping around. And you've got to process this over time. I mean, it's so fresh. You can tell, especially with Coach Marion, that it's just so raw right now.
Yeah, he was Marion for a while, in his press conference was very, stoic about it and things like that. But he was asked about coming to work this morning, and he got emotional and some tears came into his eyes. We talked about, just he'd show up to the meetings at 5:30 in the morning and he's not there, and you always expect him to be there because Dom was that guy. And he got some emotions at that point. And that's going to be hard for them, for a guy that was known for being there all the time to not be there. And Marion said, we're going to leave a place for him. And so they did. He was asked about, did you do anything special to honor him? And he's like, well, that's something we want to really take our time to figure out what we want to do, which I think is the right answer. Let's do it the right way rather than something thrown together quickly. But they'll figure out something. I imagine there's going to be a 22 sticker on the jerseys or a patch or something like that, and so or a sticker on the helmet. But they'll honor him in some way.
Yeah, and Coach Marion was saying that they did coach them a little bit different today, almost kind of like he said, instead of, getting up in their face, it was kind of almost like coaching your kids. Yeah. And that seems to be the right approach. And R.J. Johnson came by, and he's one of the more intriguing players in this program this spring, a guy that could be a starting cornerback for this program. But none of us in that room felt like we were going to be asking football questions today.
Yeah, it was just not the day for that. And, like you mentioned, Marion saying we coached him a little bit differently. He said a couple different times, he goes, I'm just proud they were out there. They went out there with tears in their eyes, and they were able to really battle and practice. And again, like I said earlier, I think it's just important for them to be on the football field, and that can be such a healing thing. I mean, Yaya talked about it, that for him it's always been a healing thing. I mean, he's 14 hours away from home. He goes home and he's got to deal with this issues, things like that. But being on the practice field, you know, it's healing. And Marion talked about Bo Hewley, one of the new offensive linemen for the Buffs, just recently. I think, did he say last week? Lost an aunt. I don't know how she passed away, but he was at her funeral recently. But he was out there today running. He's got a smile on his face because football lets you get away from those things. And so, I think today was about, you know, I don't know how hard the coaching staff will grade this film. It's more of just they were out there.
Sounds like we're going to get a chance to talk to Chris Marv on Wednesday. We'll get into some football talk, but Dom Ponder and his tragic passing, this is going to be a big storyline for this program all year.
Yeah, you know, and I was trying to think, you know, this will be my 17th season covering the Buffs. You've done it a little bit longer than I have. I don't remember an active player passing away. I asked David Platty. He mentioned Tyrone Bussey, who I didn't cover. I don't know if you remember him, but obviously Sal and Nessie, you know, back in 1989, but it doesn't happen very often. You know, I asked Brandon Marion, have you experienced this? He surprisingly has experienced it several times. You know, at UNLV, he had a player pass away. He mentioned it, William and Mary. It happened once when he was a player. So he's got some experience, unfortunately. He says it doesn't make it easier, but, you know, it's a unique thing when an active player passed away. Sometimes you'll see an older player, you know, just with age, whatever, they pass away, a former Buff. But to have a current player, that can be very galvanizing for this team to rally around him. And, you know, it's tragic. And but, you know, as all these players said, it's something they'll rally around.
All right. Spring ball has kicked off here in Boulder. Rest in peace, Dom Ponder.